This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I go, all right, Tay, but if it sounds like you're saying chocolate brain to me, and it sounds like you're saying chocolate brain to her, and we both liked the song before, maybe you should just fucking suck it up and make it chocolate brain.
With Tay, it's like, oh, it's my art, you know, whatever. It's like,
yeah.
I turn away from the mic so I can breathe.
It's like, I don't care.
Hey!
Hey, what up, what up?
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking
Somebody
Butt and Dropping Names to the Red Carpet Live, like always, of this industry. This industry we call showbiz. I'm Hayes Davenport. I'm here with Sean Clements.
Smoking!
We live in Hollywood and work here, and our lives are movies and shows and the industry and films, and we talk about them on this podcast. And if there's one thing you should know about Sean and I, and that everyone does know, it's that we don't open our own mail.
We don't have time. There's so much fan mail and other stuff, and while we appreciate, in theory, the thought and the time it takes to do that stuff, we can't be bothered with it. And
your hands get very sticky and sometimes all sliced up.
You can get cut, and we've gotten anthrax probably 100 times.
Anthrax so many
times. Osama's done it to us, mm-hmm. and Saddam and Gaddafi and all those guys tried to anthrax us. They all missed because we're too fast and too good. We're dodging bullets, baby. You guys like Phil Hellmuth, the poker player? So we have a team of fans who do our mail, and every once in a while, a letter is so interesting to them.
Mm-hmm. That they're like, oh, heads up.
They go, hey, hey, you guys, up, guys, look at this.
I found this for you.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, when one of the fans does send us a letter that they feel needs our attention, we always do a segment that people really enjoy called Snail Mail Roulade. This is a play, of course, on Gmail Roulette.
One of our famous segments, and also a nod to our reputation as foodies, which is roulade is a food.
It's a thing you eat, and you can have it in a restaurant, or you can have it at home.
And people in certain, like, Oregon or...
Mississippi or... Mm-hmm.
Would say, like, snails isn't food, snails is bugs. Well, snails is bugs, but there's also food in them.
And what they would be too thick to understand is that bugs is food,
mm-hmm.
if it's prepared in a French way and in a nice way.
And if you were to ever fly on a plane... and go to an interesting country, you would see that sometimes they eat all kinds of dishes that are even better than American junk, like cheeseburgers.
Yes, I love when people say that the best food is cheeseburgers, and I know right then I can ask them, have you ever been to a nice country like Switzerland or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or not even that, like Laos? And I ask them, because when they say that it's a cheeseburger, this is the best food, I know what their answer will be. And they go, no.
Laos is where sriracha comes from, which is something that a lot of people haven't heard of yet. But I go wild for that stuff.
I put it in oatmeal. I put it on hot
dogs. I'll put it on eggs.
I haven't tried that, but that actually sounds good.
I'll put it on a potato chip.
I put it in cherry pie. I put it on a fish,
And I literally will eat it.
Eat the
eat
whole
it
thing.
After I've, and I will eat the whole thing after I put sriracha on it. After I put sriracha on it. I mean, with no sort of bad feeling at all about doing it when I eat it.
Today, we're going to read a letter from Shosho Bro on the forums. He opened some mail for us and is forwarding it along. And it begins, "Dear Uncles Clements and Davenport, boys," that's us, "you know I respect your opinion and that's why I'm writing. Thanks again for bailing me out last time. The name Northwest was a real hit. But I'm in trouble again. The wedding is just around the corner and the guest list is starting to dwarf our venue. My beach house is just too darn small. I know that my place isn't nearly as roomy as your Santa Barbara house, but I thought you might have some tips. From Kanye, P.S. Have you seen my Tevas? I think I left them there that time when you taught me to throw a spiral."
And that's very generous that we taught him. He was most of the way there. It was just a matter of really the positioning of the hand. You want it on the back third of the ball, and you want to make sure your fingers line up with the laces. But his actual throwing motion was pretty much there.
And it's mostly hip rotation. If you want to keep the ball in a straight line, which is how you stop that wobble from happening, you just have to rotate your hips along the same axis. You don't actually move your legs at all.
Yes, and people think that you throw with your arm, and you throw with your core. It's rotation of your hips. It's rotation of your shoulders, snapping it around, and you're almost throwing downwards, moving the arm downwards, and just allowing your body's momentum to move the ball rather than it's not about arm strength. I mean, they talk about arm strength in the NFL, but it's not about
when they
arm
say that someone
strength.
has a strong arm or a cannon arm. That actually means
if that was the case, the guy with the biggest bicep would be the best, you know.
Exactly.
Football thrower.
Right.
And that's not the case.
It actually means that their mechanics are such that the ball really cuts through the air and can achieve a long distance. And use a football is the other thing that we, you know.
Yes, because when we did first arrive at the beach house, he was throwing a croquet mallet. And it wasn't spiraling. It was sort of end over ending.
And then it was just clattering on the ground, not that far away.
And at one point hit a Dalmatian. In the butt. It was funny. It wasn't in the head. Didn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of gave like
a funny bark.
Yeah,
yelp.
Kind of an oop. And then sort of a look like, and scurried off. But he came back later and we wrestled with him and it was fine.
And so the question is about the wedding house. And I guess he wants some tips on how to have your wedding in a big place.
And am I wrong to think he's kind of asking if he can use our place?
He actually mentions our roomy Santa Barbara place by name.
Yeah, he's like, I know my place isn't as big and my place is too small and you have a big place. I wish I had a bigger place. He's like, he's all around it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
What weekend is that? Calendar.
Siri, what my schedule? It says, not unless you like hot spacho. You know what? It's this weekend.
We're around.
We are around. Is Leota still staying there?
He is in the wedding room.
Yeah, well, yeah, he wanted to crash out there. I remember after Two Pines, he wanted to sort of just decompress. We put him in the wedding room. They have to check with him.
Yeah.
I wonder if Shosho Bro could tell Kanye to tell Leota what he wants.
Yeah, and then, you know, take Kanye's response and send it to Leota and then get Leota's response back from him and then send it to Kanye. And then we would also need to be
kept abreast of.
Looped in on all these things. We have an interesting segment coming up. We're doing things a little bit differently this week. Sean and I have reached the end of our 25-episode contract with Earwolf. We are going to be renegotiating our contract on the show with Jeff Ulrich and Scott Ankerman. They are here in the studio, and they're going to
talk to... We will, of course, have legal counsel present.
They're going to speak with us and our legal counsel about how our contracts are going to work going forward. If
whether they can even afford us anymore.
If they are. That's all coming up on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, Jerry O'Connell turns to the waitress... And he gives her that look, and he's like, "Listen, toots, like, I paid for this meal. I'm taking the plate." And he just gets up and he walks out with the plate like a boss, dude.
That's
like
Jerry.
Boss.
That's Jerry.
Hey, what up, what up? Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Transparency. What does it mean? Webster's defines it as looking through glass.
Being able to see through, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And like glass, the philosophy of this show is the same as glass, which is you can see everything on the other side.
And the existence of this show is as fragile as glass. Mm-hmm. It could get smashed at any time, and then it would be pretty dangerous to whoever smashed it. And they could cut themselves really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we have, of course, the two heads of Earwolf today handling the glass.
Mm-hmm. What we want to do today, it's our 25th episode, I think. Which in podcasting is known as an episodic quarter. And at the end of each 25 episodes, the contract renegotiation takes place.
Opens back up.
And Jeff and Scott, who are here with us today, the two bosses of
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Asked to do this proceeding in like a dark room with no windows.
With their thugs close at hand, engineer Cody and some of the other undesirables they litter the Earwolf hallways with.
And it was very important to us that this contract renegotiation that we're going to do right now happen on the show.
Well, that's the point of the show, isn't it, right? To learn about Hollywood and how this stuff works. Mm-hmm. And so to really give you a good window through the glass into the glass renegotiation process. Mm-hmm.
And so Jeff and Scott are here. We've also brought our
legal counsel.
Our legal counsel, if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Yes, my name is Jerry Bradford. I am just hung up my own shingle of my own firm a few months ago, and I will be here to negotiate on behalf of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. My name is Russ Fontaine. I am from the law firm Power Lawyers.
Ooh. Yeah, and I'm from my own firm, Jerry Bradford, Esquire.
Power Lawyers has a little bit more pop to it.
Well, so you guys, I'm sorry, are you guys represented separately? We didn't know.
Well, everything in this town is an audition. You're always, you know, you're always on display. You're always competing. And so we thought it best to invite two lawyers and see who really wows us in terms of what they're able to get us out of this.
I think that's great. I'm not worried about that.
Me either. I think just my own mom and pop credentials will shine against the sort of more soulless corporate firm that Russ has.
And this is just for podcast stuff. These guys will be our podcast counsel, and then
You have different counsel for other facets of your
career? We have
lawyers, because they're
lawyers.
Podcasting and like TV is actually not the same thing, and they're like different.
Wait, are they negotiating a different podcast for you guys?
We negotiate all available options.
We only work over podcast rights and therefore all podcast related options.
What exactly are we negotiating?
This is just for our contract going forward after this episodic quarter.
Look,
for the future of Hollywood Handbook.
Oh, you guys won't need lawyers for that.
Look, you guys love the show. You want to make more of the show.
We love it too. Actually, we really love doing it, mm-hmm. and it's
that's good.
It's a huge amount of fun for us. Mm.
I'll go as far as to say that I enjoy listening to the show. So that thank you so much.
Huge amount of ground to give.
I had somebody one time tell me like, "Oh, you guys produced the Hollywood Handbook. That's a great show."
Wow. So
okay. And who was that? Was that like a?
I was in Malibu doing some juicing.
Okay.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I've never had that experience, but that sounds like a great one.
You've never been to Malibu? Cool.
I mean, a lot.
No, I mean, never had anyone.
You've
come
never
up
been
to, me.
To Malibu.
I've been to Malibu. I've never had anyone come up to me to say they enjoy the show.
So you have been to Malibu.
Can we just get for the record if you've been to Malibu or not?
Is there a record here? Do you guys bring a stenographer, or is it just kind of a mental record? Is that what you're saying?
It's being recorded.
We're recording it.
Yeah,
we are recording. We are in front of microphones, which is an odd mm-hmm. way to negotiate a deal. Yeah, yeah, but
at least we have our headphones on.
So we're just going to leave the Malibu question open for now, and we'll come back to it.
We'll table the Malibu question.
Yeah, let's table that. In this transparency glass metaphor, mm-hmm. What are the safety goggles with which one...
The goggles are fear.
Fear. Okay, mm-hmm. great. All right.
And in case a little glass gets in your eye.
Yes, which would not happen if you had the safety goggles, meaning if you were afraid.
It bounces off.
Oh, guys, let's cut to brass tacks. What's on the table here?
Oh, this guy, I like this guy. He's really... Talk about tower lawyers.
That's good, Russ. Russ, that's very good.
Russ, that.
You know, I don't think there's any reason to be that harsh about it. We're all friends here. We're just trying to, you know what? This is just like a general store talking to a farmer about how much to sell a bag of grain for. There's no reason to get so official about it. We're going to put it on paper, but we're all friends.
I am laser focused.
I like Jerry's style.
I like the focus of the first guy, but the folksiness of the second guy kind of appeals
to me. Feels relatable, yeah. It makes it feel nice. Huh.
You know, podcast rights are directly descended from fishing rights. Mm. The law.
I'd love to hear more about that another time.
Sure. Table it.
Let's table it.
We'll table that.
So let's go over the past quarter, and maybe you guys can talk to us about sort of your experiences.
I mean, I know, Jeff, you initially said we wouldn't even need lawyers for it. Is that because you're willing to cave to all our demands?
Well, I didn't realize that you guys were... going to have too many demands because you know we enjoy the show, like as Scott said,
and
the well-documented instance of someone in Malibu complimenting me on the show. Mm-hmm. But
I remember you telling me about that.
It was really exciting.
Not maybe 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
Story A.
But you know, aside from that, we haven't really been able to find any tangible benefit to the company to have the show under our umbrella.
Intangibles. And
that's true.
That's an interesting thing. We talk about, like, how do you label, like, the hustle.
A lot of stuff you can't quantify. It is those qualities that are not readily apparent. Yeah.
Do you guys, I noticed you said you hustle. Do you also bustle?
Okay. I don't know if we're willing to disclose that. Thank you, Russ. I'd need to see a warrant.
And see, this is why we have these guys here.
Oh, because you did try to trap us.
Gotcha questions like that.
Did try to trap us.
I'll retract that.
And speaking of tangible and intangible benefits, you know, when a farmer brings his goods to the middle of the village, you know, there's a lot of things he's bringing to the community. One, there's the value of the grain, sure, and you can measure that and how much revenue he brings in. But there's also a sense of community. Mm-hmm. There's how he ties people together, whether he's known or not, whether he makes people feel safe.
And people can eat the grain.
The middle of the village is where the store is?
Yeah, this would be right in the middle of the village.
Okay. I'm not a lawyer.
That's the way it used to be. That's the old world.
And I don't think it would be on the outskirts of the village, so it's easier to get to for the farmer.
Mm. Well, this is... That's your background.
I drive a banged up white Cadillac, and I get my food from the grocery store.
I don't know how they do things out in Malibu, Scott, but in the village that I'm describing, the farmer's market would be right in the middle of town.
I would rather not say if I've been to Malibu, but...
All right. Well, that question will be answered.
Let's talk numbers.
Sure.
We don't really pay attention to those, so...
Right. Like, well, so we create host reports.
Uh-huh.
For all of our hosts, Avery and Andrew, our CFO, create them.
Mm-hmm. I get one pretty much every month for my show, Comedy Bang Bang. Have you guys heard the show? I know you haven't been on it, show. But...
You can answer that.
Oh,
no.
Comedy Boom Boom. No, no.
No, haven't heard it, no.
Well, these host reports,
Sean doesn't have a TV.
I don't own a television, and so I'm at a bit of a disadvantage there, but...
Well, Scott's show's really, really... popular and successful, if you don't mind me sharing.
I would rather you didn't share that. I mean, gosh, I...
Let's just say, like, show X, for example, makes a lot of money for the network.
An X amount of money.
X amount, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have these reports.
With like, how many listeners or is, like, that show?
I'm not at liberty to disclose that.
It would be an X amount of listeners.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. X amount.
Okay.
Write that down.
Mm-hmm. Definitely more X's, though, than your show.
Let's just say...
What's the multiplier?
Six X's, probably, per week.
Guys, what's with all these X's? How many apples of viewers?
Six in a row. I don't mean it's just six.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So they're multiplied by...
six-digit X's.
Or seven? Is it six or seven? I'm not.
Maybe seven.
Maybe seven, yeah. No. Maybe seven X's.
Well, how long have you been doing the show? Over the life of a show, that's not...
About X number of years, pretty much. That's,
give or take.
That divides to
Y.
One. Okay. Yeah. That's one.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's per capita one X per show.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to see this many X's, I'd go to the Oscars. A lot of the women there I've dated. But enough of that good joke.
The Oscars only occur once a year. It would be difficult to go to them more than that.
Yeah. I mean the parties and stuff, too, around it.
Objection.
I'm sorry. I'll take it back.
But I
withdraw.
But, you know, all this talk about exes and shows and popular, it seems like smoke and mirrors to me.
You're talking about host reports.
Yeah.
We'd really love to just, like...
You want the numbers. So before our, I guess, negotiation... Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to be negotiating at 25 shows?
I didn't realize.
It's like every 6 months, isn't it?
I thought they were going to just thank us for letting them do
the
show.
Yeah, this is... I got a message to show up here today. I assumed I was getting a present of some sort.
But you should have gotten a notarized letter from my firm.
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got a piece of...
You must have the old P.O. box.
No, yes, I sent it to a P.O. box.
We send our paperwork by courier. There's an envelope with power lawyers, background.
I definitely got that one. That was very impressive.
I sent you a handwritten note with a wax seal that I...
Your calligraphy style, I have to say, is something I've never seen before. I couldn't quite figure out if a Q was a B.
Well, that's how there was no Q up until 1930.
Our letterhead is a Weagle picture. It says power, and then when you look at it from a different angle, it says lawyers.
Yeah, it's three-dimensional, some sort of hologram. It was very...
My wife texted me and said, why are we going to some Jerry Bradford wedding? And she was very confused.
Well, yeah, my Jerry Bradford one was written on a piece of bark, and it kind of fell apart, and a cicada shell came out of it when I started trying to read it.
A Native American show of friendship is to write correspondence on bark.
Well, you don't
I ended up
just
feeding
that.
Mine to my gerbil, so...
That's a compliment.
Okay.
So brass tacks here, guys.
Yeah, brass tacks.
It costs us $312.44 per episode.
Because
as you may guess, you know, Brett, he gets paid to be here.
Yeah.
You know, all of the equipment costs money, electricity costs money.
And that's in exchange for what service?
That's per episode. That's for us to...
But what is Brett,
Engineer Brett, what exactly
I assume
is
he must be doing something in return.
Something I can't see. He's
recording and editing and mixing this show.
I have to admit, though, Jeff... I am looking at Engineer Brett. He's not doing it.
His arms are folded.
He's glaring
sort of
a brassy, defiant posture.
And we're calling him on it, and he's not even like trying to pretend like he's doing
it. It would be
something.
One thing if we were paying him to have some sort of friendly demeanor.
Right.
That, at least, some sort of demeanor different than his normal scowl. He is not even going that far.
See, it's good. Now we're talking about stuff. Maybe the recording of the show, maybe that's negotiable. Maybe it doesn't need to be recorded.
One thing's for sure, we should have a performance evaluation for Brett soon.
Do we get some Engineer Brett's dough in our next round?
That might be. So, but in the meantime, it's $312.44 per episode.
Mm-hmm. I would stipulate that Engineer Brett should only get paid while his arms are in motion.
That's a good suggestion, Russ.
I'll look at him.
So over 25 episodes, that means that we've spent $7,811 to execute the show.
That's not chump change. That's a car.
That's a lot of money.
People.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple people's bonuses at the end of the year.
It's friends saying hi to each other.
I'd love to be friends with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a little money between friends, you know, somebody picks up a check, somebody else, you know, takes care of the tip next time. We're just talking about friends being buds.
It's gas money for a trip to Malibu. About how far away is that?
That's probably about 30. Wait, no, I don't want to get... I don't want to get into that, but yeah, it cost us a bit of money. So for the 6 months you've been doing the show, yeah, it's cost us $7,000.
And if you were to ask, like, how much have we made?
How much have we made?
$0.
Interesting.
Like, you could call this show, like, the $0 handbook.
All right.
Actually, we should consider renaming it.
You know what?
Jeff, can I talk to you for a second? I don't think that that's a very good name. I have to say this. No. I don't think anyone would listen to that. The Hollywood Handbook, it has, I mean, people are fascinated with Hollywood.
Right.
I think it's a good name, even though it hasn't really actually ended up giving
taking
us
off, yeah.
taking off at all.
No.
I think the $0 Handbook is kind of a bad idea.
What about the Malibu Handbook? There seems to be a lot of interest about that.
I just want to say that I can't hear what you're saying when you have that conspiratorial tone.
Okay. Anyway, I really wish you would talk to me before you start pitching them ideas about changing the name of the show.
Sorry.
Okay,
guys, if revenue is a problem,
is a no-go for me.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Look, if revenue is a problem, guys, I understand. Here's the quarter right here, 25 cents. I'm going to slide that right across the table to Jeff. There we go. We're out of the zero column.
Thank you, Jerry.
Now.
He was saving that for the wishing well.
Yeah. I mean, things are so bad that I was just in the green room and I had to try and sell Rob Corgi one of our hooded sweatshirts to try and make some try and make some money.
Are you okay?
Why,
are you choking? What is happening?
No, it was embarrassing. You know, Scott, I'm sitting there and he comes out.
She's choking up.
And he's like, hey, that's a really great sweatshirt. And I was like, well, actually, you know, they're $59.
You also mentioned, I believe, that it was the third embroiderer you had gotten to
it's
make
true.
The sweatshirt. So, you know, how much of the $0 handbook money that could be going into promotion for our show has been actually going into just paying
embroidery.
Just a laundry list of
a
embroiderers.
Litany of embroiderers.
Yes, just an insane number of embroiderers.
That is it's a high number. We are willing to stipulate that. It's a high number of embroiderers.
Three embroiderers for one hooded sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the third edition.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the sweatshirt budget like in this operation?
Yeah, I don't really see how that's relevant to this
negotiation. Well, I just mean, you know, just sort of a good faith estimate.
We spend about a third of what we would spend on this show on our sweatshirts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's priorities.
It's a much better investment.
Yeah.
Is it?
Can we just take a harder look at those numbers you're talking about?
Sure, yeah. Let's take a hard look. I mean, zero... It's kind of a soft number because it's kind of round, and any way you go at it, it kind of like...
Well, it's not zero. It's 25 cents because I just put a quarter into the revenue column.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But you know what's not
let's
round
get away from
is $312.44.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty
that's crooked.
Hard, jagged number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, every time I see you guys, I know I just lost $312.44. I mean, that's why I'm rarely here on a Saturday.
You talk about friends waving to each other or friends saying hello to each
other. That's right, yeah.
Anytime... these guys pass by Jeff's window, he knows he just lost $312.
And 44 cents.
Invested.
But that's only considering internet.
That's just internet numbers, you know? And so you can make the internet say anything.
And that's like, you can just go on Wikipedia.
Oh, you could go on friggin' Yahoo Answers and be like, does Hollywood Handbook cost $312? Somebody's going to say yes.
Don't be disrespectful to Yahoo Answers and call them friggin' Yahoo Answers, please. Okay, we do business with them.
I would like to move that hereafter Yahoo Answers will be known as friggin' Yahoo Answers for the duration of this trial.
I second that.
You know, maybe we could get them to advertise on the show and generate revenue if you guys didn't take a stance like this all the time.
Our first offer, they want $12,000 per episode. They want first class trailers, more comfortable chairs, snacks.
Equity.
And a comfort dog.
Equity.
And handwritten thank you notes.
Equity. Remember what we said? Russ?
Remember Russ.
Equity.
They'd like 65% ownership of the product. And that includes
not,
all.
And not Earwolf.
Not this product. People keep trying to offer us equity in Earwolf. Which, as far
interested.
As we can see, is just equity in ourselves.
Yeah, if you how can you own a piece of yourself?
You can't. But a big company like a Coca-Cola or something like that?
Oh, that would be interesting.
That, now you've got my attention, and now I'm actually listening and maybe going to say yes.
Hmm. Is that your final offer?
It's our first offer.
It's our first offer, and we're willing to go up.
Mm-hmm. Like more for,
even more Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, do we need to discuss this?
I think we should.
Okay,
go ahead.
Can you guys just not listen for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll take our headphones off.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hey, Jeff. How exactly do you want to phrase the no?
I think you should do it because I'm not feeling very friendly right now. I can't believe how rude they're being to us.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I mean, we didn't even think we were going to invite them to the holiday party because it was an extra 2 head count.
I know, yeah. That was. And how much were the plates at that holiday party?
It was like $76
a plate. $76
a plate. And now they know where I live.
Yeah, plus the photo booth.
Oh, man. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
They have a lot of nerve.
Yeah, they do, but I'm generally kind of the good cop to bad cop, so why don't I...
You should leave here.
Okay, why don't I leave? Okay. Yeah. Hey, guys, put your headphones back on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey, great. So, guys, I'm really excited to talk about this offer with you guys and just generally just... I have so much enthusiasm for our reply, which is absolutely not. And go back to the drawing board and come back with something new. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have connections.
Well, I have a different first offer.
Oh, great. I would love to.
Okay, good.
Since I'm not part of Power Lawyers, I have a different first offer.
You
I'm
never
part
will
of
be.
Jerry Bradford Esquire. I'd never want to be.
You and never will.
Great. That's going to work out for both of us. My competing first offer, $15,000 per episode, 100% equity of Earwolf, since Coke's not on the table. And 1% of Facebook. There's no reason to talk about Coke. We're a new media company.
And yeah, maybe Apple.
Coke is old media.
Coke's old media. Coke's the old model, and we don't do
we
that
anymore.
We're
the new model. 1%
you have
of
to
Facebook.
Go to
100%
the Coke to
drink of Earwolf. $15,000 per episode as a first offer, separate and in parallel to the first offer that Russ is offering.
And also, if I could chime in with,
is this part of the offer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because this
which
isn't
one?
Officially coming.
The destruction of 2 other Earwolf shows of our choosing.
Yes.
Which
at
offer
any time
are you appending that
we
to?
We just hit the button, and one of those Earwolf shows is obliterated.
We destroy them.
So,
which offer are you adding that to?
Scott, I think we should go back to council here.
Well, do you want
to
know which shows?
Yes. Oh, well, oh, you
sure? Yeah.
You've chosen them already.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
By the way, in conversation with Jeff Garlin.
Yes, that will now be called, by the way, no conversation without Jeff Garlin.
By the way,
and then it won't exist as well?
It'll be destroyed.
Yes, but
so
you'll
it'll be renamed.
To, but it'll be on the site, and then when you click it,
nothing
it says
won't
it
exist.
Shows not
15 minutes of silence.
Okay. Just 15 minutes of silence.
15 minutes of silence, and then
why
a tag on the, and then me and Hayes.
Can we have ads on that?
Yes.
Why create the 15 minutes of silence? Why not just have nothing happen when you click it? Then the silence is infinite.
Well, I'd like to punish people who wanted to go and listen.
Okay, I understand. And what's the other show?
The funny comedy show with like a
my show, the
Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy
Bang Bang. It'll be called Comedy Boo Hoo. So sad.
Comedy Bye Bye.
Yeah.
Comedy Boo Hoo. So sad. Comedy Bye Bye. Yeah.
20 minutes of silence, and then that hidden track at the end of Nirvana's Nevermind will play.
Oh, Endless Nameless.
That's right.
I know a song. I'm sorry.
So Scott and I are going to consider the offers, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah, Scott.
They want to go nuclear on 2 of our shows.
Here's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking, by the way, I'm fine with that.
Right, yeah.
I'm fine with that one if that one goes away. The one that I have a little bit of a problem with is my show.
Yeah,
I gotta admit.
I know. I'm thinking we should try and poach this guy, Jerry Bradford. Did you see what he did there?
Wait, what did he do?
He's a great negotiator. He came in higher than Russ after we had already said no.
I like that. I like his tactics. Why don't we get him on our side?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, here we go. Hey, guys.
Hey.
We have a counter offer. If that's okay.
That's great. Hey, that's what we're here for.
We'd like to play ball.
Yeah. So here's our counter. You guys, as artists, receive nothing.
Yep.
And Jerry, we'd like to put you on retainer immediately, no audition, to represent us in our negotiations with the show.
Hang on, Jerry. Now, don't make a big mistake here.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Hang on.
Signing bonus... of your 25 cents back?
Hold on, Jerry. Now, a lot of men in this town got a lot of pretty talk, a lot of fancy talk that'll get you all twisted up and confused.
Jeff,
your simple farm man ways can't understand what he says.
Push that across the table at him, if you would, Jeff. Just push that quarter right.
Jerry, I'd be happy
to
represent you in this negotiation.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to hire Russ to represent me in my current negotiation to work for Scott and Jeff.
Okay, Russ, what's your offer?
Now, I can't pay you until the deal is closed.
That's
is that
fine.
All right with you?
Jerry, I don't drive a banged-up Cadillac because I need money.
Great. That's what I like. Good old friendly talk. Russ is my representative in the negotiation if I should represent Jeff. and Scott.
Russ, what do we need to do to make this happen?
They're making a hell of an offer. You're making a hell of an offer to my client.
Mm-hmm.
I'd add snacks and a comfort dog.
A comfort dog. Does it have to be a service dog?
No,
that it's one just that a he can take dog. On airplanes.
Russ, okay. Science has shown that any animal.
Oh, we love science.
It's big right now.
That you pet Cosmos. Will lower your blood
have
pressure.
Have y'all seen Cosmos?
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane, a Family Guy. He's not just a dumb idiot who makes stupid shows.
No, he's not a
he's
complete
more
moron who just fills the whole world with garbage and hires other garbage makers to trot out his fucking bullshit litter for us.
No,
he actually also is a smart science
he's
man.
He's legitimately smart.
It's not
and
even...
And his singing voice.
Could you guys just not listen to this one part real quick?
Oh, okay.
Listen, I can give on the snacks, but I gotta have that comfort dog.
They didn't say no to the comfort dog.
They accepted that?
You gotta take it.
All right, I'm gonna go with this.
Yeah. Whatever they offer you,
yeah,
take it.
Okay, let's go back in there. Okay, well, we have we have a response to your offer.
Okay.
Which your non-response to the terms that my attorney
well, he
listed.
Never got to say what the science actually told us about the comfort dog.
Lowers blood pressure.
He said it lowers blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay,
I'm
great.
Setting an accent,
that yeah. clears things up
oh,
a bit
sorry,
for me.
I didn't
when you
hear
pet it,
so.
It lowers your blood pressure.
Okay.
Guys, I'd like
that's good.
Happily to accept your offer and be your attorney for the remainder of this negotiation.
Jerry!
Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry!
That's, Jerry!
Oh, that's that well done,
bad.
Jerry!
Jerry! Bad!
Thank you so much.
So, wow, we never accepted your terms of the comfort dog and the snack, so you're just accepting our offer.
I'm accepting the quarter.
Okay, great.
Jerry, the wish you accepted. Make with that quarter will be a liar's wish.
Oh, guys, yes. That wish is cursed.
The wish of a betrayer.
It's going to be one that comes
guys,
true, but in a
guys,
way
in a bad way.
In a bad way.
There's no reason to be. Hey, guys, we're just going to gather on the fishing hole later. I'm just on the other bank of the creek. This is all same town.
I'll
here.
Give a quick example of what might happen with the wish. Let's say you wish for $1 million with it. Okay, you get your $1 million, but
great.
It's because the person closest to you in the world dies and leaves you that money.
Mm.
And you only wanted it to enjoy a nice trip with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll give you another example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say you've got another quarter. You make another wish that now that person is alive again and with you. But now there's some deformed zombie that comes alive with you. And then that is creeping you out and you can't get into any nice restaurants.
This all sounds fun.
Oh, you like that?
Yes, I do.
Well, then
I
you're a sicko. And I'm glad you're not my lawyer. Russ, thanks for coming. I love Power Lawyers. Happy to have you on board.
Thank you. It's a pleasure working for you, Power Lawyers.
So let me just make some terms on behalf of Scott and Jeff real quick in order to continue the Hollywood Handbook, et cetera, podcast. $8,000 per episode and only 50% of Earwolf.
Wait.
Half a percentage of Facebook.
Can we talk to you for a second?
A much more reasonable.
Oh, come
Jerry,
on.
That's,
you're going to have to accept it. Your offer was too high.
Jerry, can we talk?
$6,000 an episode,
Jerry,
50% of Earwolf.
We do not authorize this offer.
Yeah, sorry.
Jerry, can Jerry. Hayes and
he's
I discuss
on retainer.
This? Can Hayes and I discuss this privately?
Yes, and can we also discuss this privately simultaneously?
Yeah,
yes.
Let's do it. Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
You can't just fly off.
I don't know what
like
any
that,
of these
man.
Numbers mean.
I went
man.
Too low on them?
Jerry, I
everything
think
you're talking about, I don't know what these numbers are.
There doesn't
mean about
them.
We're losing
any
money.
Cents and,
$312
and
cents any every yeah, time really, we see them. We're losing that.
Show affection.
You want to go
you're
under?
Not a, you're not a part of this, okay? Who are you talking to?
I was just talking about.
I need help.
I mean,
I need some kind of
so
magic.
You want to come in
I mean,
under the 312? I wasn't. I was like, how much of Facebook are you willing to give?
I don't have anything on Facebook.
I'm
going to
call
my
own Facebook.
We want them to pay us $7,000.
Hi, Daddy.
Okay.
They're
how much
about
of Earwolf equity is on the table?
Zero.
Here,
zero.
The
zero.
Thing.
That's a tough stance
and
to come from.
I'm not sure.
That's a tough sell.
Exactly.
It's not as tough as their
what
position.
They mean?
Is this guy talking
they
to his dad 8,000 on the phone?
And they said
I don't know what's happening.
What'd he say?
He's scared.
What'd he say?
I understand. I apologize. I'm going to make. I'll make a more reasonable offer.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry about that.
Our engineers are on the Shark Tank.
All right. New offer. New offer. Sorry, I was speaking a little bit before I had done my research properly. Mm-hmm. So this is a revised offer that's more reasonable.
Hang on, let me just put my dad on speaker.
Yeah. Let me know when he's there.
Uh-huh, you got it.
Okay.
Hello?
No percentage of Facebook. They don't own any percentage of Facebook to even offer. Even if they wanted to, they wouldn't want to offer. 0% of Earwolf is on the table. They don't feel that you've made enough revenue to even begin to talk about that. So that's not...
so far, he's doing great, Joe.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Okay.
The revenue, let's table the revenue for right now, your pay per episode. Let's just say we're going to talk about that later.
Just put that on a different table.
We get
the one
table
full.
In another room.
Same table as the Malibu stuff?
Brett is fired instantly.
Mm-hmm. I'm all right with this.
Yeah,
actually.
That's fine.
Isn't Brett supposed to take photos? Isn't that one of the only things he gets paid for?
So far, not
we
one
haven't
photo.
Had one photo.
How can you take photos with your arms folded?
I think we could all agree that
so
Brett's
the offer
worthless.
We're making for this show to continue, Brett must with. Be fired.
Uh-huh.
Coca-Cola.
Revenue to be determined.
It sounds like they're offering Coca-Cola.
No, that's your
dad. That's your own dad on speakerphone.
No, I think I did just offer Coca-Cola. I'm sorry. So we'll go put Coca-Cola back on the table.
My dad sounds weird on speaker. I don't recognize his voice.
I think
voice.
There's two it's, cans of Diet Coke in the fridge.
Yeah, the two cans of Diet
that's
Coke.
Gotta, two cans of Diet Coke in the mini fridge. That's
you guys will get those Diet. You guys get those cans of Diet
Daddy?
Coke. Straight up.
Is that good?
You're getting a Coca-Cola?
A diet, yeah.
That is the clearest speakerphone I've ever heard. What type of phone do you
that's
have?
It's the Samsung Galaxy Note.
No,
I know
wait a
it's
minute.
Too
the,
big, but...
The one that Ellen used in her selfie?
That's right, yeah,
oh.
With the big screen.
Wow.
It's so unreal how mm-hmm. great it is to watch movies on.
That was the selfie scene around the world.
That selfie is the most retweeted selfie of all time, and Ellen really did us all a big service by uniting the world like that. Mm. There's so many different fragments of culture now, mm-hmm. and so many mm-hmm. niche things, mm-hmm. and I just mm-hmm. think that, can't we all just agree that seeing a photo of some big superstars hugging Ellen is something good?
With, yeah. with. White superstars and black superstars in one picture,
and I don't
sharing
take a
the same
position
picture.
On that. But thanks for saying it.
Mm-hmm. Like, it, well, I'm just pointing it out. And I'm not saying it's like a good thing.
And
I
don't know if I agree that it even if they were, both were that.
This is a Panasonic cordless phone.
Thank you, Daddy.
Great. We get our phone from the cable company.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's some good info.
Their cable company is Panasonic.
The offer is no money, no equity in Earwolf or Facebook, some equity of Coke, which by which I mean two cans of Diet Coke. Brett's fired, and the revenue to be discussed once we get to the second table.
Mm-hmm.
First table of which is whether Scott has been to Malibu or not.
Can mm-hmm. can Hayes and I go over this for a minute?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I you know what? If you do, you're going to lose one of those cans of Coke. We need you to accept it right
can
now.
Can I just
both cans?
Can you just go
oh
through
boy.
With me on that?
Putting
okay.
Yes.
On.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. We'll
yeah,
take it.
Yeah.
We'll
take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Thank you. Yes. We accept.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I talk to Jeff for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we got the bad end of this deal. They're going to still do the show.
I know. What are we going
to
do?
We
about
came
that?
In here hoping that to cancel would... the show.
Yes. 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 Yes.
This whole negotiating thing's really backfired on us.
We better fire Jerry.
We better fire Jerry.
Jerry, can we talk to you for a second?
Of course. Hey, guys. Hey, hey, how's it going?
What's up?
What's
J-Dog?
This holiday party you guys were talking about before?
Hey, let me
Let's
just
not
say.
Don't worry about that.
I love photo booths.
You know, there's all sorts of holidays. You know, and
so,
one of those holidays is Employee Day.
Mm. Wow, I don't know that one.
And yeah. That is a holiday you're not going to be sharing with us.
Huh,
Jerry.
Why not?
It was yesterday.
You guys don't celebrate it?
We celebrate it every day
do,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately you
Oh, won't. I see. You're letting me go.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Brett, we're also letting you go.
Wow.
And,
right after you finish taking that picture.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I got a little bit of a hard news in response to this. I'm keeping that quarter. Like, that's for services
hey,
done.
Sure.
Like, that's not coming back?
It was technically your quarter to begin with. So.
Sure.
Yeah. My Cocker Spaniel had a huge litter of puppies. I'm driving them around in my beat-up
Sean,
Cadillac.
Is your dad still part of this conversation?
No, that's
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
Can you hang up on your dad for us, please?
Yeah. I'm going to take him off speaker. I'm not going to hang up just because hanging up abruptly kind of
Take me off speaker!
Wow, is he doing an impression now?
That's grand.
He's got a... disorder.
Okay, a multiple personality disorder?
Yes, okay. Yes. If you've ever seen Identity
Thief?
With John Cusack. Oh, no. Identity Thief, no, that covers different
No, I was just saying the
that
movie
threaten
Thief.
Our nation currently.
The movie Thief by Michael Mann, because that person was a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine your dad is a
Look
handful.
At all the movies I know.
Yeah, it's trouble, and my dad is going to be mad when I get home. I imagine I'll be grounded.
Okay.
They were born 2 days ago. They're in the trunk. They're purebred Cocker Spaniels. They're slick, wet, and blind.
I'll take one.
Really?
Sure, I'd love to have one.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I'm sharing a 3-bedroom right now in Echo Park, and I'd love to.
With how many people are you sharing?
5 people total.
You should move to Los Feliz.
That neighborhood is exploding.
Exploding.
Right now. I mean, blowing up. And if you ever, I don't know, you know, if you've ever lived in New York, it's the best neighborhood to transition out of because you can actually walk it.
Yeah. I'd love to do it. But right now, my sole revenue as a lawyer is 25 cents that I paid myself, and my law school fees are over $50,000, my law school debts.
Do you juice?
I haven't juiced, no.
That's cheap you don't for know law that. School debts, I have to say.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
I've partly paid them off.
Oh, with what?
Inheritance from my friend's grandmother.
How did you get...
So my wish example hit close to home, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It was pretty sensitive. I bilked him out of it. I mugged him. I stole the money.
In a mugging?
Yeah, I mugged him out of his inheritance.
Oh.
He had just walked out of a different lawyer's office with a check, which I hit him and then signed it over to myself.
So it's a forgery case in addition to a mugging case.
That's
don't answer that.
Thank you.
You're still representing him?
Yes.
Well, you have a lawyer out of it too. This has been a
great day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a puppy and a lawyer.
Love it.
So Scott, if we have a new opening, what do you think? Would you host Comedy Bye Bye? That was a really good idea they had.
What do you mean?
We could get something out of this. We have a second huge show with seven X's.
I guess I'll do another show.
All right, great.
All right, I'll do that in addition to the U2 show.
Right.
Okay.
All right. If I wanted to see seven X's, I'd go back to my law school.
What's at your law school?
The women I've dated in the past.
Oh.
I guess they're not there either.
But they were at the time.
What is your law school? Yeah, I went to the University of Guelph in Canada.
I went to Princeton.
Princeton. Where? What state
I'm not familiar with
is
it.
That?
Princeton is in southeastern Kentucky at the base of a hill.
But it's beautiful.
Just one hill?
It's not beautiful?
It's not beautiful, no.
I always heard that part of Kentucky was beautiful.
Brutal.
I guess
it's brutal.
You're describing the view as brutal? I'm sorry. That's too bad. Well, Kentucky's a beautiful state in other areas, I've heard.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the $0 Handbook. Which I believe is our name going forward. Am I wrong about that, Hayes?
Rate us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically,
like our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Maybe donate a couple bucks.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
send it on into Earwolf.
We'd love it.
If you're an advertiser or if you have any kind of product at all that you'd like to, the spots are going cheap.
You could do earwolf.com/donate. Mm-hmm. That's one option.
Mm-hmm.
Earwolf.com/advertise.
Advertise, that would be the main one.
That's another option.
Yeah.
Earwolf.com/store.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't buy any of your merch because you don't have enough fans.
I don't need it. I just bought a great sweatshirt from Rob Corddry. I just bought a terrific Earwolf sweatshirt from Rob Corddry.
How much did he charge you?
$150.
Oh, God. This guy's making
terrific. It is terrific. Terrific sweatshirt. The embroidery on it is third rate, but I love it.
Wow.
It was distressed.
This day did not work out the way I thought it would.
No, me either.
All right. Well, guys, we're happy to have you on board. For how long is the term? We never even talked about
this. We didn't
agree.
6 years.
Oh, man.
Six
years.
You guys
will be doing
the
show for six more years?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's see.
That'll be good. Build up a...
It's a lot of holiday parties.
A little more steam and get over that hump.
Yeah.
Just the tiniest bit of steam is going to get us right over the little bit of a speed bump I feel like we've been sort of teetering on lately. And
yeah.
Who's making all those like Earwolf store ads we do? Like, when do we see the money for those?
Oh, yeah. No, never, really.
Yeah.
Because, see, we just agreed to now lose $46,866 over the next 6 years. So,
can I ask a question? What is that device you're using?
That's a phone. It's a
phone with a calculator.
Simple. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, how do you calculate numbers?
I use a slate.
Oh,
Abe Lincoln style.
Okay,
Cole slate.
Cole.
Yeah,
I have to go take a shit.
Oh, we should end it then. I guess.
It's over.
Move to adjourn.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The Wolf Dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.